New, get any CDC-recommended vaccination from your kidney pharmacist.
I heard kidney drugs can vac the fam.
You bet we can.
HPV?
Yes, sirree.
Measles, mumps, and rubella?
Don't forget the varicella.
Meningitis?
And hepatitis.
Tdap?
It's on tap.
COVID, pneumonia, but what about the shingles?
That's also one of our thingles.
And do you still do flu?
You know it's true.
And for flu, you only have to be two.
Vax the fam.
You bet we can.
Kidney drugs.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for July 1st, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Sad news coming out of the Aerosmith camp. Linda Gale Kramer passed away on June 22nd at the age of 55. According to her obituary, she is survived by her beloved husband and soulmate of nearly 13 years, Joey Kramer, a founding member of America's greatest rock band, Aerosmith. Linda was the love of Joey's life. He once described meeting Linda as, quote, the biggest rush you ever had in your life. Friends and family have always noted that Joey and Linda were simply inseparable. Linda loved Joey deeply, and his well-being and happiness were her first priority. No services are planned at this time. And in lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the St. Jude's Children's Research Center in Memphis, Tennessee, and the Canine Angels Rescue in Houston, Texas. The FCC commissioner is urging Apple and Alphabet to remove TikTok from the company's app stores. According to a letter addressed to the chief executives of the companies, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr said that TikTok poses an unacceptable security risk because it mines extensive user data, which is being accessed by employees in China. TikTok is owned by the Beijing-based company ByteDance, an organization that is beholden to the Communist Party of China and required by the Chinese law to comply with PRC surveillance demands. Beck has re-recorded a rendition of Where It's At from a new Audible special, Dear Life. The singer reworks old classics and shares the origins of some of his best-known tracks in the latest installment of the Words and Music series. Gene Simmons from Kiss says Ace Frehley lacks, quote, physical stamina to play a full Kiss show on the End of the Road tour. He maintains the door is open for Frehley to play encores, but claims Ace wanted to replace Tommy Thayer full-time as a condition for his return. He also wants to resume his spaceman persona. Gene Simmons explains, I asked Ace and Peter Criss, co-founder and former drummer, come out on tour, we'll get you your own room and everything, come out and do the encores. Coca-Cola will release a strawberry and watermelon-infused soda after teaming up with Grammy-winning mashup artist DJ Marshmello. The limited edition cola will hit stores on July 12th. Marshmello saying, we created a vibey blend of my favorite flavors in this all-new mix. Pink Floyd have put the bickering aside to finally announce the Animals reissue. Animals 2018 remix was long delayed by a liner notes argument between former bandmates. It's finally seeing a release on September 16th. Rush singer and bassist Geddy Lee was able to identify his mother in a Holocaust photo thanks to facial recognition technology. The discovery led the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer to identify other relatives in similar pictures. Daniel Pat, a Google engineer who is the descendant of Holocaust survivors, developed the AI technology into a project called From Numbers to Names, which allows users to upload photos of their family members and matches the faces to thousands of anonymous Holocaust photos. Frank Zappa's recordings, his song catalog, and his film archive have all been acquired by the Universal Music Group. UMG, the world leader in music-based entertainment, announced the agreement between Moon, Dweezil, Ahmet, and Diva Zappa, the Zappa Trust, to acquire Frank Zappa's estate, including his expansive recordings, publishing catalog of iconic songs, film archive, and the complete contents of The Vault, the near-mythic storage facility that houses the late Zappa's life's work. Black Sabbath drummer Bill Ward said that he has 7 solo albums that he wants to release, but he hasn't been able to secure a record deal. He blamed the situation on the fallout over his refusal to take part in Sabbath's Farewell Project after saying the contract he'd been offered in 2012 wasn't signable. The stadium tour is on the road after multiple reschedulings due to COVID-19, and Poison frontman Bret Michaels has now been hospitalized, resulting in Poison canceling their set in Nashville. Poison guitar player CeCe DeVille told the crowd in Nashville that Bret had to go to the hospital because of an allergic reaction to medication. This comes after the band canceled their VIP meet and greet due to, quote, COVID-positive cases within the Poison touring party. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 108, featuring Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reverse, is available now.
It's always the right time to dress to impress. This season, step out in style with Indochino. They make high-quality custom-fitted suits, shirts, and casual wear, all at a surprisingly affordable price. Each Indochino piece is made to your unique measurements and specifications. Suits start from just $4.29. Dress to impress this season with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $3.99 or more by using promo code IMPRESS at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com, promo code IMPRESS.
New, get any CDC-recommended vaccination from your kidney pharmacist.
I heard kidney drugs can vax the fam.
You bet we can.
HPV?
Yes, sirree.
Measles, mumps, and rubella?
Don't forget the varicella.
Meningitis?
And hepatitis.
Tdap?
It's on tap.
COVID, pneumonia, but what about shingles?
That's also one of our thingles.
And do you still do flu?
You know it's true. Vax the fam.
You bet we can.
Kidney drugs.